As we said, this is the time of year many people make those annual promises to self. But by next December, how many of these resolutions will we all have fulfilled? How many will even remember we made them? Here to talk about resolutions, how to keep them, how to set realistic ones, or maybe not to have them at all, is Bertice Berry. She's a sociologist and author, and she joins us from her home in Savannah, Georgia. Bertice, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you, Michelle.
Well, first of all, are we just doomed? I mean, just tell the truth. Are we doomed? Should we even bother making New Year's resolutions?
Well, I wouldn't say doomed, but you can pretty much not make one. You know, it's interesting. It's sort of like making your bed and not changing the sheets. So, you know, after a while, it's going to stink. So what you're doing is you're making up your mind to do something without changing it. Without changing your mind, there's no way you're going to change your behavior. And so we're setting ourselves up for failure with saying what I'm not going to do this year. I'm not going to eat sweets. I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not going to do these things that cause harm to my body or to myself. But we don't tell ourselves what we can do.
Well, but I mean, haven't you ever heard this expression, if you don't have a plan, you have a plan to fail?
Right, but a resolution is not a plan. It's a decision to stop doing, and that's not a plan for how to do it. And so I think rather than making these grandiose decisions on what we're going to stop doing, we should prepare for what we want to do.
Give me an example.
For example, now I'm kind of crazy, so you can't do what I do. You have to do what you need to do. I fast at the end of every year going into the new year for 40 days. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I do not recommend it. Last year, I saw Jesus, and he was holding biscuits. Anyway, what I do is I cleanse myself going into the new year so I can prepare my mind, my heart, my body, and spirit for what it is that I want to start accomplishing throughout the year. So I cut back on television. I don't listen to a lot of the things or people, especially the people. And I just start preparing myself for the year. If you want to do an exercise program, introduce one new thing into your life weekly and then move it up. So today I'm going to start walking for 5 minutes. I know I can walk for 5 minutes today, and then tomorrow I can do 10, or the next week I can add and take it up to 20. I would not start an exercise and food program at the same time. You're set, you know, because what we do is I'm going to go to the gym every day, and then after I go to the gym, I'm going to eat salad. Yeah, I'm going to just eat salad. You're not going to do all of that. Your body is not even ready for all that kind of change. And so I think if we introduce behavioral changes little by little, you're more than likely to achieve those goals.
Is your main message that people should be specific and start small?
Yeah, I think it's even in starting small, you're starting big. I think cleanse. You're not going to fast, but you can declutter your desk. You can go home.
I'm sorry, have you been spying at my desk? Have you been looking at my desk?
I've kind of, you know, they call me Aunt Cleo on the weekends. You have to be careful. So it may be your desk. It may be the junk drawer. It may be your closet. Give away the clothes that no longer fit because you're not going to fit them, and that, you know, the ones you've had since 78 are not coming back in style anyway.
What about people who have personal goals for themselves? Like you know, we had an earlier conversation about getting your financial house in order, and Alvin Hall gave us some specific, you know, advice about how to do that. Mm-hmm. What if you have a more amorphous goal, but it's a real goal? Like I have a friend who would really like to get married. And this has eluded him. And he is at a point in his life where he really, and he actually put it out there to his circle of friends.
Sure.
He said, I really would like to get married this year, and I'd like you all to help me.
Yeah, I love that because men don't marry the right woman. They marry at the right time. They wait for the right time, and then whoever's in front of them is who they marry. So it's hilarious to me. But again, if your goals are centered around someone else or what someone else is going to do for you, you're less likely to succeed. The problem is that you have to work on yourself for marriage, and then marriage comes. Love comes to those who have peace.
What if you have a goal that is, how can I put it, externally imposed? Let's say you're unemployed.
Right.
And you kind of don't mind chilling, but you have to get a job.
Right. Of course, all of the things that we know to do with the resume and the, you know, and going to the right people in the right places and what have you. But I think that some of the things we think are external are internal. I mean, have you talked to yourself and made plans and preparations and ideas for the kind of job that you want? Have you thought about the things that you want to do and be and who you want to work with? I think we have to have those kinds of things in mind. 9 out of 10 people prefer to work with people who are fun and loving. And then you have to ask yourself, am I the 10th? Am I that one who is hateful and nobody wants to be around?
But, Tase, again, have you been spying on me? I don't know. I'm kind of feeling, I'm feeling something here.
And then do they cluster? Are they all in one place? So, you know, we can all get a job. Anybody can get a job. I mean, one of those things with getting a job sometimes requires moving. Are you willing to move? Are you willing to go to the place where there are not a lot of people like you who will fulfill those things that you want after the job?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to do those things, then getting the job is the easy part. It's the other stuff about ourselves that I think we have to work on more rather than the things that we think are external.
What about if you have a goal? There's something you said earlier that kind of made me think. You said, what if you're that 10th person who's kind of irritating to be around? What if your goal, let's say you've come to that realization that you are kind of irritating to be around, and your goal is to be more pleasant, more appealing, less irritable, judgmental. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
Honestly, what I recommend to people is to start listening to and reading things that are pleasant. You know, it truly goes back to garbage in, garbage out. You know, you have to, and, you know, I would love to say be around people who are pleasant, but we don't want you. Until you can, I mean, the truth about it is that you have to learn to be pleasant. Get you ready for you first, and then we'd like to be around you.
Finally, speaking of company, do you recommend having a buddy? If you're serious about pursuing a goal and you think it might be hard, like having a walking partner or an attitude adjustment partner, something like that.
Yes, but I think that past the age of 40, no one should have a best friend or a buddy because you're too crazy to put all that on one person. I think we should have buddies for all these things. If there's somebody who, you know, loves to walk, find your walking person. What we typically do is we say to someone else who hates it as much as we do, we're going to do this together. And again, you're like, and then you look at each other and go, we don't have to go today, do we? No, we're not going to go today. It's much better to find somebody who has a passion for that, to buddy and partner with them on that thing. And then I need to give that to somebody else because when I teach something, it encourages me in it. So then if I've learned something, I need to turn around and teach it to somebody who knows even less than I do.
Well, Bertice Berry, will you be my buddy?
Yes, I will be your buddy. I would love to be your buddy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Coming up, our first live performance chat of the new year with musician and vocalist Alice Smith.
I just wanted to hear something that they can connect to in an emotional way. You know, I'm an emotional person. I just would like to, you know, for us to all feel something.
That's next. I'm Michelle Martin. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News.